World's on fire. Our culture's disintegrating.
Hey, pass the salt.
It's time. Hey, you, pass the salt.
You know why it's disintegrating? Because we're jellyfish.
Pass the salt, will you?
Pass the salt.
Pass the salt, amigo.
It's time.
I think they could give us a new name. I believe we are Evan Jellyfish.
Hey, will you pass the salt?
Pass the salt.
We need salt over here.
It's time for Pass the Salt.
Pass the salt.
But we like to share the gospel without any backbone to it, see?
The views, opinions, and seemingly outrageous comments expressed on this program are based on the Holy Spirit leading of a man called Coach.
I gotta ask you this out there, Christian America.
It's time for Pass the Salt with a Coach, Dave Dobenmeyer.
All right, this might be a little bit off topic. this is amazing. Jared, who runs Coach Dave Live, who does he does our website and the podcasting. He does all of our stuff. I hate to laugh at this. Yesterday, Lord, just let the words of our lips and meditation heart be pleasing in your sight. Was it yesterday, Jared? Sometime this weekend, ran 100K, which is 62 miles, is that right? Jared ran 62 miles. And I don't even know if that's possible. How do you run 62 miles? So Jared, come in here and enlighten all of us. Let me ask, first of all, Jared, what the hell's wrong with you, dude? Cars, motorcycles, bicycles, mopeds, four-wheelers. And yeah. You ran 62 miles?
Yeah, it was real dumb. It was real dumb.
So quickly, tell us what it was about.
Well, I've been running for about a year, and I did a 50K, which is 31 miles. Or I did a marathon, then I did a 50K, and then I was like, God, how far can I go? So really, it's sort of this pursuit of like, well, I did that, so I wonder if I can do that. And so that's kind of the process of, well, I wonder if I can run 162 miles, that's what it was. So I did it.
Okay. So dude, everybody wants to know how long it take you.
It took me, I was dead last, and it was 15 hours, 35 minutes. The cutoff
you
time.
You ran for 15 hours and 35 minutes nonstop. Meaning correct. You walked a little bit. Certainly you had to walk.
A little bit.
You ran for 15 hours and 30 minutes nonstop.
Correct. Yeah.
And you were last.
Dead last. I barely made it.
Out of how many?
19 doing the 100K. Yeah.
19 people ran 100K, 62 and a half miles. Okay. Everybody wants to know, what'd you get for doing it?
I got a belt buckle. My knees hurt quite a bit. Got that. My feet hurt a lot.
Hey, folks, no wonder Jared can't find a wife, huh? Yeah. Doing that kind of stuff. So if anybody would seriously consider you, say, what? Yeah, I'm going to go for a run. How far are you going? I don't know. Pick me up in the next state.
Yeah, it's.
Well, Jared, I guess congratulations is in order. I don't
right,
know why,
I guess.
But
yeah, I don't know either. I still don't. It's really far. I'll tell you, it's real far to run.
62 miles. Well, you're a hero to some of us. Not most of us. You're a fool, but some people would think you're a hero, and we would just like to say congratulations for being stupid enough to do it and completing it. So,
appreciate that, perfect.
Jared. And on a bucket list, that would be. Ain't many people got that on the bucket list.
Yeah. It was,
not cool. Many have that on the bucket list. That's for sure. So congratulations, man.
Thank you.
Congratulations. Hey, we got to do Psalm real quick. Look, Spencer, I think Spencer's got to do the job because Jared can't even get around this morning. Spencer, pull up the annual huddle little thing I put up there. We're still working on the plans. Folks, look, come to this thing, will you? Will you come to this? We're still working on meals and all that kind of stuff. It's the annual huddle here at Sky High, June 13th. Friday, going to start on Friday, Saturday, and out about noon on Sunday probably. And it's just going to be a great look. You're not going to come to this thing for the great education that you're going to get. We're going to give you some good experiences. We may take you to see some of the Nephilim mounds, which you've never seen before. But for the most part, it's going to be a gathering of the saints. That's what, and as we put on the Coach Dave Live Family Huddle, we just would, we'd love you to be part of it. We'll get more information to you as far as maybe we'll get you a deal at a hotel. Some of you can camp if you want to. You can pull a camper, a lot of different things. But begin right now putting that on your calendar, all right? Put that on your calendar, June 13, 14, 15. And you don't have to come and stay the whole time. Maybe you can only come. And, yes, there will be a fee associated with it because we feed you. And we put up a big tent. We have stuff like that. And so we would just love for all of you. Put that on your calendars and come and meet your good, your dear brothers and sisters in Christ at Coach Dave Live. So there it is. All right. Spencer, maybe you can stick out in the chat form so they can refer to that. And again, we'll get you more details on that. We had a cleanup day yesterday. It's sky high. Did a lot of, I was supposed to sleep well last night, but didn't sleep well. I don't know what the heck that's all about. So anyway, cool. Hey, let's go to Psalm 14, part of our Action at Liberty Action Network, fasting and praying over just on where we are, the times in which we live. And who out there would like to pray, read Psalm 14 for us today? Of course, I will interrupt as I'm apt to do and just point out some amazing, you know, the Bible's amazing. The Bible is absolutely amazing. The wisdom of the Bible, of the Psalms and the Proverbs. If you want to, you really want to get your life straightened out as far as the straight and narrow, man, oh man, read the Proverbs. The wisdom in that thing is absolutely unbelievable. So Psalm 14 is our reading for today. And who said they're going to do it for me? Say, Coach, nobody said that yet. And that's what I'm waiting on. Who's going to do that for me? Audience participation here. If you wait too much longer, I'm going to have to do it myself.
I got you, Coach.
Vinny, you're the man. All right. Hey, Vinny, this is your everyday job. All right, man. From now on, you're the song guy. Psalm 14, Vinny.
The fool hath said in his heart, there is no God.
Hang on. Who said that, Vinny?
Fool.
The fool. Go ahead.
They are corrupt. They have done abominable works. There are none that doeth good.
Those would be the guys serving in Washington, D.C., probably for the most part, right?
Amen.
The fool said in heart, there is no God. They're corrupt, abominable works. There is none that doeth good. No atheist ever does good. Go ahead.
The Lord looked down from heaven upon the children of men to see if there were any that did understand and seek God. They are all gone aside. They are all together, come filthy. There are none that doeth good. No, not one.
Wow, hang on a second. This is pre-Christ, of course. Hey, Spencer, I don't know if you can turn my sound up a little bit. It's a little hard to hear. Here, go ahead, Vinny.
They are all gone aside. Oh, sorry. Have all the workers of iniquity no knowledge, who eat up my people as they eat bread and call not upon the Lord?
Hey, Vinny, is that the American government or what? All the workers of iniquity have no knowledge. They eat up my people as if they were bread. They don't even call upon the Lord.
To the T. They were, there were they in great fear, for God is in the generation of the righteous. Ye have shamed the counsel of the poor, because the Lord is his refuge.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that the salvation of Israel were come out of Zion, where the Lord bringeth back the captivity of his people. Jacob shall rejoice, and Israel shall be glad.
So a salvation, oh, that salvation of Israel shall come out of Zion. Wow. Well, that's going to kind of lead me into some controversial stuff I want to talk about today. The Bible, as I said, man, the Bible is so full of wisdom. It's unbelievable. All right. I look over here at my list. Man, where do you want me to jump off, Lord? Good. Let's start off with Alex Jones this morning. Start off with Alex Jones, Spencer. I didn't even give it a number. Put it at 1.5 speed. And we're only going to watch just a little bit of it. You tell me, Alex, say what you want to about Alex Jones. By the way, I don't know if you guys know this. I don't even know if I put it up here. Do you know that President Trump is claiming to have had a come to Jesus experience. You guys know that? Did you know that? I didn't put it in today's stuff. I'll try to dig it out for you. Go ahead and play this real quick. Hey, Spence, put it at 1.5 speed. You shall know them by their fruits. Hang on. If you watch this show anytime at all, you know that we tell you over and over and over and over that this isn't Republican, Democrat. This is good versus evil. And that there are many who are masquerading. I wrote last week about invasion. Let me get it right. Rather than occupation, invasion, not one right word. They're everywhere we look around us, folks. They've invaded into the pulpits. They've invaded into the schools. They've invaded everywhere that we look. And you better understand this, and I better understand this. When I'm looking at somebody and I'm dealing with somebody, you better ask yourself this question. Is this person a believer? A real believer. A real believer. Thank you. Infiltration rather than invasion. Thank you, Linda. Thank you, Donica and RJ. Infiltration. Are we dealing, even in our churches, are you sitting truly beside believers? That's a tough question to ask ourselves. Are we? And then I'll ask this question, just me. I'm not a big Republican wonk. Could somebody explain to me how any Christian could ever vote for a Democrat? Any Christian. What are the things that the Democrats do? The Democrats promote anything righteous? Stop a minute. I'm not a Republican, okay? You say, well, Coach, I can't vote the lesser of two evils. Sometimes you got to. Can you think of anything righteous that the Democrats are doing? At least the Republicans are claim to be pro-life. At least the Republicans claim to be pro-family. At least the Republicans claim to be, at least they claim to be. Now, whether they actually are or not, that's something different. But Alex Jones does a really good job here. It's about three, put it at 1.5 speed on, you'll know them by their fruit. Meet Satan's generals who walk the earth among us. It's pretty good, really. Go ahead.
At the real Legion of Doom was Xi Jinping and the Rockefeller Foundation and Gavin Newsom and all these and Keir Starmer. I mean, that's real world, folks. That's a bad man. That's a killer. I mean, just look at him. If you have any instincts just looking at him, you want to recoil.
Hang on.
That is the.
Do you guys know that this guy you're looking at, the governor of California, did you know it's Nancy Pelosi's nephew? Did you guys know that? Talk about a bloodline. Gavin Newsom is Nancy Pelosi's nephew. Go ahead.
A thoroughbred, 200-proof psychotic. That is a demon on two legs. That is El Diablo. Your gut knows it. And then you look at what he does, he's the devil.
Hang on. Because Alex is going to get into something that I think is critically important, folks. The Holy Spirit will guide you into all truth. And a lot of times, you have to take what you instinctively look at, and instinctively, if you have the Holy Spirit in you, you're going to instinctively know that's good or that's bad. You're going to know it. Something's going to go off in your head. Ooh, that ain't right. That ain't right. That ain't right. And what's happened to us is we've turned that bell off. Many of us have turned that bell off. That's why there's such confusion over Trump, because people like what he's doing, but there's a bell going off. That ain't right. That ain't right. Huh? That ain't right. Go ahead.
Satan. Gavin Newsom is Satan. I look at him, my discernment, the Holy Spirit goes, Satan, red alert. Another here. Alert. Danger. I mean, I'm just danger. Like defunding the police, and then your city becomes a crime zone, and then the Minneapolis Police Department and others hire for millions of dollars a month 4 or 5 security people per city council member and the mayor, because, and they get on TV and go, well, crime's so dangerous, we're getting mugged. Our houses, we have to have security. Wait, you take the people's police away, cut them by half, and then crime goes bonkers, and you've got Soros DAs in almost every town and major cities, and they won't prosecute people that commit serious crimes, and you wonder why it's war in the streets, and then they all get private security? What? And then they want our guns, those of us that can't pay for private security, while they take the place. I mean, these people are assaulting us. It's a war.
Freeze
administrative war. Don't do the fire.
Just ask yourself this. When you look at Alex Jones, you think good guy or bad guy? You don't come in here and tell me, do you think good guy or bad guy? Because I'm telling you right now, your discerner is telling you something, right? Now, factor out all the stuff that you've read about him or others have said about him or somebody said narcissism, whatever. Alex, a good guy or a bad guy? We have to have the ability to discern these things or we're going to be fooled. Go ahead.
Medication, drain the reservoir. Leave the power on the high winds come. Have it a 15-minute city. Preposition it. Take the most expensive real estate in the world away. Put yourself over the commission that controls who can build there. You just stole hundreds of billions of dollars. Your name's Gavin Newsom, the evil nephew of Nancy Pelosi. Arrest him. He's on this goodwill tour. Oh, I'm not a liberal. BS. You're a demon. Patrick Bateman. I mean, these people are crooks. People go and they see movies and it's like they don't watch, you know, the Justice League movies. And, oh, there's Lex Luthor. And, oh, there's the bad Legion of Doom. You're looking at the real Legion of Doom with Xi Jinping and the Rockefeller Foundation and Gavin Newsom and all these and Keir Starmer. I mean, that's real world, folks. That's a bad man. That's a killer. I mean, just look at him. If you have any instincts just looking at him, you want to recoil. That is the thoroughbred 200-proof psychotic. That is a demon on two legs. That is El Diablo. Your gut knows it. And then you look at what he does. He's the devil. It's a freaking Satan. Gavin Newsom is Satan. I look at him, my discernment, the Holy Spirit goes, Satan, red alert. Another here, alert, alert, danger, danger, danger. I mean, just danger, 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 danger. And I go, well, my gut tells me that's the enemy. Let me go look at what he's doing, pure evil. So when you hear a alert, 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 and air raid sirens, your cells know he's bad. Your cells know Trump's good. I mean, I look at policies, but at the end of the day, Elon Musk was a smart, scientific opportunist that wants to do a bunch of science stuff. I've been watching for a decade closely. But when he saw all the true evil taking over, he was like, he's got 15 kids. He loves life. He got on the team. And I look at him now. What's the Holy Spirit tell me? Good guy. Then I look at the fruits. Good guy. I look at Trump. What does my gut tell me? Very confident. On God's side, but still not trusting in God. Thinking Donald Trump can do it. The last 4 years, he gave it to God. That's why he's so much more powerful now. He's humbled. He is a totally new person because he's reborn. I go, I just look at Trump talk. Holy Spirit, see good? Yeah, he's good. He's yep. And then I look at everything he's doing. And I'm like, yeah, Holy Spirit's right. I can see all the evidence. Judge tree by its fruits. I look at Newsom. I look at Hillary. And I literally hear alarms, air raid sirens going off. Danger, danger, danger. Kamala Harris, danger, danger, danger. Pelosi, danger, danger, danger. Swallows will, danger, danger, danger. Hakeem Jeffries, danger, danger, danger. Jasmine Crockett, danger, 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 danger. I look at Mayor Adams.
Okay, freeze it. What do you think? What do you think? What does your discerner say? What is your discerner? Now look, not what you read, what everybody else says. As you look at Alex Jones, you see good guy or bad guy. What do you think? Joanne?
I'd say he was right on. A good guy.
So you see good guy. You trust Alex Jones. Look, folks, yes. I'm not asking you whether he would be your minister or whether he would be your priest. Do you think Alex Jones, good guy or bad guy? Vinny?
They turned the frogs gay, didn't they?
Say it again?
They turned the frogs gay, didn't they?
They turned the frogs gay. He said it, didn't he? Huh? What do you think, Vinny, good guy or bad guy? Somebody said that he's a CIA agent. Well, he may be. He may be a CIA asset. I think CIA's probably got a lot of assets. We'd be shocked to find out who they were, don't you all? Would you all agree with that? A lot of people working for the CIA, that would probably really, really surprise us. Why? Because the evil men have crept in unaware, and they changed the truth of God into a lie. And somebody offered them $1,000 a month to do something, I would say they probably have purchased a lot of people. That's what I would say. Is Alex Jones compromised? He could be. Stuff he's been through, he could be. But I look at him. Hey, RJ, what does your meter say, RJ?
My meter says rock solid. I've logged thousands of hours listening to him, and more the past 3 to 5 years, I've realized, you know, he hears the Holy Spirit, he responds, he obeys, he's black and white. there's no in between.
No, he's been right on a lot of stuff, hasn't he? Is he a CIA operative? He might be. He could be.
No, for him to do what he does and still be alive, are you kidding? This man is that God's been covering him because he's doing the work of the kingdom. That's why.
Okay. Amen. Betty, what do you think, Betty?
Hey, good morning. I think he's good. How many people can get into the Bohemian Grove and record it and still be walking, be alive?
So, Betty, here's what I'm asking. Your spirit, you're being led by the Holy Spirit. When your spirit, does, when you listen to Alex Jones, he one of us, you think?
I trust him. I think much on the good.
Folks, listen, you don't have to explain. What does your spirit tell you when you see Alex Jones? Dale.
Well, as a pastor coach, I've been around a lot of people in the quick, you know, I have that discernment after you talk with them for a while. And this guy, listen, the CIA will always cover for its own, right? This guy has been dragged through coals, hot coals, sued up and down, this, that, and everything else. Now, he's a good guy.
You'll know him by his enemies, won't you, brother? Huh? You know him by his
enemies. Yeah, there you go. That's a good answer.
Amen. Amen. Jeff.
We need more guys like this. He's a good guy.
My clicker says he's a good guy. Paul Goslin, what do you think, Paul? Oh, I lost you there, Paul. Joe Allen, come on, Joe.
A man predicted 9/11 a month before it happened.
Well, Joe, maybe he maybe he's a CIA asset, Joe. Maybe.
Yeah. I got to meet him when we went to Virginia, coach, up there and went over to Second Amendment with the governor there. Alex Jones is there, and I got a chance to meet him up there. I don't think that he's a bad guy.
Okay, so listen, here's what I'm trying to get you to trust the Holy Spirit in you. That's what I'm trying to get you to do. Now, I think innately, my opinion, I think he's on our side. Is he compromised in some areas? He could be compromised in some areas. He sure could be. He could be. But think about how the other side does everything they can to try to destroy him. Haven't been able to do that so far. So anyway, I just thought I'd throw that out there as your discerner. That, you know, yeah, I think he's for Elon Musk. Elon Musk, good guy or bad guy? Jack said controlled opposition. What's that mean, Jack? What do you mean, controlled opposition? Maybe Jack can't get in. Maybe someone can't get in. Huh? Look, folks, this isn't about Alex Jones. This isn't about Alex Jones. We have people who, is Donald Trump a controlled asset? Everybody a controlled asset? Donald Trump bought and paid for by the Jewish mafia. I may get into that here a second. Hey, Spencer, pull up what President Trump said on Easter. It was good. You got it, Spence? It says Trump Easter. Donald Trump put this out this week. Now, I'm going to read this, and you ask yourself, let your discerner work. Does he really believe this? This Holy Week, Christians around the world remember the crucifixion of God's only begotten Son, our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And on Easter Sunday, we celebrate his glorious resurrection and proclaim, as Christians have done for nearly 2,000 years, he is risen. Through the pain and sacrifice of Jesus on the cross, we saw God's boundless love and devotion to all humanity. And in that moment of his resurrection, history was forever changed with the promise of everlasting life. As we approach this joyous Easter Sunday, I want to wish Christians everywhere a happy and very blessed New Year. Holiday, I'm sorry. America is a nation of believers. We need God. We want God. And with his help, we will make our nation stronger, safer, greater, more prosperous, and more united than ever before. Thank you and happy Easter. Now, I hear you. You say, well, coach, somebody wrote that for him. Okay. Barack Obama write anything like that? Joe Biden write anything like that? Put his name on it, say our Lord and Savior. I don't know, folks. I don't know. You ever been a billionaire? You ever been a multi-billionaire? Dude, would you realize that if you were a multi-billionaire, how little you would care what other people thought? I mean, really, when it gets right down to it. And because we've never been in that situation to understand, see, here's my take. He can't be bought. They're not going to buy him with money. Or they may buy him with blackmail. They may blackmail him, tell him they're going to get rid of his family. They're going to do stuff. They're going to, they could do all that. But Donald Trump ain't going to be bought for money. I saw somebody this week said, oh my goodness, he's just doing it to get in good with those bankers. Really? Really? Was he really shot? I don't even know if he's really shot. Was that whole thing staged? I don't know. But I can tell you this. He plays a Christian far better than Joe Biden played one. He plays a Christian far better than George W. Bush played one. My opinion. Poppy Bush, I remember specifically, Poppy Bush, when they asked Poppy Bush if he was Christian, does anybody know what Poppy Bush said? Poppy Bush said, if you mean, did I ever have a road to Damascus experience? Well, the answer would be no. Friends, can I ask you something? How do you become a Christian without a road to Damascus experience? Boom. Some of you right now are saying, what's a road to Damascus experience? Well, Paul, on his way to Damascus, the Holy Spirit fell upon him. He had an instantaneous life change. And Poppy Bush told us he'd never had one of those. How do you become a Christian without a road to Damascus experience? Yeah. Well, Dale said not all of them do. I suppose that's true. It is what it is, right? Oh my goodness. So look, I don't want to get buried on this. Okay, I don't want to get buried on this. But I want all of us, to learn to trust the prompting of the Holy Spirit. My Holy Spirit beeper says, Kamala, beep, 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 beep. That freak that was her running mate, beep, 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 beep. Nancy Pelosi, beep, 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 beep. Donald Trump, occasionally maybe a beep, occasionally maybe. But my discerner doesn't go off that way, right? Now, some of you still have your hands up. I don't know if that means you want to come back in or did you want to take him down. I don't care. I don't care. If you want to come back, I'll let you. Gino, come on in.
Yeah, when we read in the Old Testament, God used people to get his plan done.
Right.
I've listened to Alex Jones for years, off and on. And some things, you know, I go this way and go that way. But he has sold more truth than many people that I have listened to. So what his salvation is, I'm not sure. I'll be truthful.
Amen.
But God is using him to get truth out.
Gino, do you have how many people? Do you have any idea how many people don't watch this show because of something I said or something I believe? Right. See, if we can't find people who line up and believe exactly like we believe, then we don't trust them. Even though there's 44,000 different denominations. You with me, friends? Does your Holy Spirit discerner work? And if your Holy Spirit discerner works and it gives you a caution, then take a caution, move forward with caution. I'm not, come on, man. I ain't jumping on Donald Trump's back and riding him as the second coming of Jesus Christ. I'm doing that. I got my beeper's wide open, baby. My wide open. I'll get into some stuff here in a minute if I get a chance. Hang on. Who's up? Jeff's hands was already up. James Thomas. Come on, James.
Yeah, good. I guess the determination of most believers that have a Damascus Road experience, if they have one, they accept Messiah into their life and that's it.
Yep.
There's so much more to what we serve as. Being in Christ is not receiving Jesus as Savior. Being in Christ is having him as Lord. There's a difference between people who are constitutional patriotic people than those who know lordship. When a lordship is, he owns it. He directs your very being. How many believers do you know, and well, regardless, regardless, I pray for the church. I pray what you have said in regards to the sons of God being made manifest. I'm praying for the church to be, for these men to come out and these women to come out and for the church to do its thing. But, you know, and our definition, I think, of good is not what the definition that Messiah or God says is good. Our definition is a little bit smaller than his. Jesus said himself, he's not even good himself. So I think it's really how deep you are. We are in Christ. I think Dale had mentioned it. We have shared on the after show about Ephesians 1. Before the foundations of the world, Christ gave us all these things. This Ephesians 1 thing is really good. The whole book of Ephesians is really good of who we are in Christ. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Hey, Dale. You put in the chat something really, really good about Cal. Say that so everybody hear that, because I think that's really
well. Knowing Cal and what he does, and the thing is that we sat and we were talking, and the fact this is just a huge problem is that nobody wants to do it any other way, because any other way anybody else does it is wrong unless you do it their way.
Amen, brother. Amen. We're all guilty of that, aren't we? We're all guilty of that. If it's not
to an extent, Coach, we are. To an extent, we are. We really are. But do you understand that point? This one doesn't want to do this with this one over there, and you understand.
Yep. They call that Coach Dave Live, where people all of a sudden just aren't around anymore. Just aren't around anymore.
One of the reasons why I like you, Coach, you don't tell them how to do it. You just tell them to go do it.
Go do it however they see to do it. Go do it, man. Amen. Thanks, Dale. Johnny.
Hey, good morning, everybody.
Morning.
I just keep thinking of, I think it says somewhere in the Bible, it says your walk is your greatest witness. And, you know, whether or not Trump is what he writes there, I mean, it's a great message. It's positive. And that's the nutrients I get from that. Whether or not he is what he portrays to be, that's really between him and God. I think that God just really wants to make it simple for us. I mean, he's a simpleton. God gives us, if we choose to take it and understand that, you know, we could do right or wrong. It's our decision, but he's portraying goodness. It's good food, good nutrients. I think it's good. But ultimately, that's between him and God, just like Alex Jones. I think that Alex Jones, he's a warrior. I like it.
So John, so Johnny,
that's what I think.
Johnny, do we believe, folks, all of you out there? Do you believe God raises up leaders? Do you believe that? Do you believe that God had anything to do with Joe Biden being president? Do you think God had anything to do with, well, pick any president? Think he did. The leaders that we have, think God had anything to do with it? Does God have anything to do with giving us Donald Trump? God have anything to do with that? Good or bad? Does he? I'd say that God raises up leaders, raises them up and brings them down. All throughout the Bible he did. So I would think this, for good or for bad, God's given us Donald Trump. And for good or for bad, he didn't give us Kamala Harris. And for good or bad, he gave us Barack Obama. For good or for bad, and all of it is an ebb and a flow, a yin and a yang. What are you going to do now? What are you going to do now? If you are foolish enough to think that Donald Trump is the most righteous man to ever be in the Oval Office, and that Donald Trump is so righteous that he's going to do everything with integrity, you're drunk. You're drunk. Now, this will sound really, really crazy. I know some really, really principled Christian men. I'll use Dale Socha. Dale Socha is a principled Christian man. I know that to be true. Am I stupid enough to think that Dale Socha can't be tempted to do something bad? Folks, are you, you're not that dumb, are you? Tell me you're not that dumb. The Dale can be a righteous, godly man and still fall into temptation. Somebody give me an amen so you know what I'm talking about. Just one person.
Amen.
Amen.
Right. So, how about me, Coach? Amen.
Amen. Right. Amen. So why would we think Donald Trump, the most, one of the richest, most powerful men in the world, would never be tempted to do bad? Why? What is wrong with us? Why would we think that he couldn't get bad advice sometimes? Then he might have the wrong perspective on something. So is Donald Trump filled with the Holy Spirit? Is he under the unction of the Holy Spirit everywhere he goes? Did he have a born-again experience after he almost got shot? Look, I'm going to tell you the truth. I don't even know if that thing is real. Looks to me like his ear's perfectly good. I don't see any scar on his ear. I wonder about a lot of things, right? That could have been one of the greatest psyops ever as well. But could it have been a psyop permitted, maybe not orchestrated, permitted by God? I don't know. See, God has the ability to take evil and make good out of it. He has the ability to be able to do that. And I think when we begin to just judge things on face value, that's why I was talking to you today about your discerner. Does your discerner work? Something not done, huh? And when you get, come on now, when you're dealing with somebody and that discerner goes, you know what I'm talking about, and that discerner goes off, ooh, I don't know about this guy. That's for a reason. That's for a reason. And my sheep hear my voice, another voice they will not hear. Are you sensitive to that voice? So I can tell you this as best as I can tell you. I trust but verify Donald Trump. And I thank God Kamala Harris isn't president. But I'm not stupid enough to think that Donald Trump couldn't be influenced to do some things that are nefarious. Would everybody agree with me on that? Why do we think we elected a saint? Can somebody help me with that? That we elected a guy without a personal agenda, without personal desire. We really? Eileen.
Yes. Good morning, Coach.
Morning.
When we're reading the Psalms, and I always think of King David. You know, the shepherd boy, you know, and Goliath. And then what happened? You know, he had a moment or a time in his life where obviously he did some nefarious things, but yep. God still used him. And I always listen to Alex Jones every morning. He's one of my go-to news outlets, and I love what Zig Ziglar used to say. Every morning he reads the Bible and the newspaper. That way he knows what both sides are up to.
Speaking of that, what a lead in, Eileen. What a lead. Spencer, I just sent you a clip. Now, we have to pull back, friends, and understand the nefarious forces that are at work all around us, right? And I just came across this morning, okay? This, folks, this is the other team. This is the other team, okay? The other team who've been in power. Just listen to this. Go ahead.
Biden doesn't need Congress. He can stop what's happening at the border all by himself. Can you fact check that for us? Because we here all know that's not true.
Republicans have been saying, largely wrongly, right, because saying that the president can close the border unilaterally on his own. The president actually doesn't have the authority under law to do that.
There's only so much President Biden can do with executive action, and he did try to do whatever he could.
They actually are doing everything they can.
The president's hands are tied. There's only so much that he can do.
President Biden has issued certain executive orders, but there's only so much he can do within his purview.
What an intractable problem this is for the president with no easy solutions.
No easy solutions here.
There are no easy solutions here, folks.
The president insisting there's only so much he can do without Congress.
How much can actually be done quickly without Congress acting?
How would this happen without the power of the purse, without Congress getting involved?
They need Congress to act to fix the broken immigration system.
This cannot happen without Congress resourcing this.
There's only so much a president can do with his pen and his phone.
Keep saying Biden doesn't.
Okay, so folks. Seems to me that there's a team against Trump. Am I missing something? There's clearly a team in the entire media against the guy. Why would that? Is it all big game? Maybe it's all big game. I don't know. Vinny. Your hand, did you mean to come in, Vinny? I don't know.
Yeah, sorry, brother.
Okay, James, your hand's still up.
Sorry, brother.
Okay, cool. That's okay. Cool. Hey, folks. So listen, somebody just put in the chat. We need a bunch of arrests. Okay, here's a, I just got to do it. Okay, it's been on me for 2 days. Maybe I'm not gonna. Oh, Lord Jesus. How much time do I have? I'm not gonna have enough time to do all this. But I got to do it. Pull up 2A. 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 Hey, friends, do you ever ask yourself why there's such hatred of Jesus in the media? Just pause there a second. Why is it okay to so openly criticize, make fun of, laugh at, and silence Christians? Can you think of any other group in America who has less free speech than Christians? I can't think of any. There's no free speech for Christians. Why would that be? Unless there's a seed of the serpent, seed of the woman battle going on that we don't understand, that the kings of this earth have set themselves and the rulers take counsel together against the Lord. The media, for some reason, is against the Lord. It appears to me Christianity is the only religion that they mock and don't let you try to promote. Why would that be? Walk off. Go ahead before they play this. Go ahead, John.
Who, me, Coach?
Yeah, yes.
Well, that's easy. They're not afraid of us.
They're not afraid of us.
So but they should be. I mean, it's our fault. It's Christians' fault that this new Christian culture, that it wasn't like this for a couple of thousand years. No. Christians were willing to fight to defend their faith. So so modern Christianity has gone out of its way to make sure that they think we're nice and that we won't fight.
That preach from the prophet pulpit, turn the other cheek. Like that's the only thing Jesus ever said, right? Scriptures also say to have nothing to do with the unfruitful works of darkness, but rather expose them, right? The scripture also tells us that you will be hated of all men. Go ye into all the world, teach them to observe all I've commanded you, and lo, I'm with you always to the end of the age. You're going to be hated of all men, have nothing to do with the unfruitful works of darkness. On and on and on and on. Christianity is a war against the satanic culture. Friends, you don't have to be a Satan worshiper to advance a satanic agenda. Hey, Vinny, give me a boom on that one. You don't have to be a Satan worshiper to advance a satanic agenda. Stay with me. Thanks, Vinny. If you go to a church or a denomination and they are advancing the killing of unborn children, can you explain that to me from a Christian perspective? If you go to a church where they advance what the scripture calls an abomination, in other words, same-sex sex, if you go to a church that advances that, well, how do you explain that? How do you explain it? If you go to a church that is pro-killing of unborn children, how do you explain that? If you go to a church that is for permitting people to come across the border in violation of the law, and your church supports that, how do you explain that, folks? How do you explain that? Other than evil men have crept in unaware. And they change the truth of God into a lie. And if the churches are not standing up and speaking back, as John Brockhoff said, if they don't fear the church, the fear of God is the beginning of wisdom. We'll say it again. Not the love of God. Not the love of God. It's the fear of God that's the beginning of wisdom. Go ahead and play this. Put it at 1.5 speed. I don't know. I have any idea who this guy is. No idea with it. Go ahead.
Probably already seen countless videos by now about the mocking of Christ at the opening ceremony of the Olympics. And honestly, all of that really doesn't surprise me because at the end of the day, evil is going to be evil. But I have a sincere question to ask. And oddly enough, this question is specifically for people who don't follow Jesus or don't consider themselves Christians. So you could be following some other religion, or maybe you just don't believe in anything at all, or you're an atheist. Whatever the case may be, this question is for you, and here it is. Have you ever begun to ask yourself, why? Why is it that out of every single religious figure that is known to man, there is only one that is openly mocked? Why is it that through the media and TV and movies and Hollywood and all that stuff, there's only one person that they continue to bash and persecute? And watch this, it's not just the mocking of Jesus Christ. It's the blatant, in-your-face worship of the devil that is everywhere. If you're an atheist or some other religion, truly, have you ever taken a chance to sit back and to really think logically about what is happening? Let me just give you some examples just in case you forgot or maybe you didn't see it. Sam Smith at the Grammys. Taylor Swift performing witchcraft at her concerts. Doja Cat's song and video called Demons. Liquid Death openly admitting to praying witchcraft over their water. KFC promoting the demon Lilith. Brands like Target, Converse, Balenciaga, Sephora, Starbucks, and countless others endorsing Satanism and the woke agenda. What about Beyonce and pretty much everything she says and does? Justin Timberlake in his recent video called No Angels, Drake, Kendrick Lamar, Katy Perry, The Weeknd, Madonna, Lady Gaga, Travis Scott, and I can go on and on and on. The point that I want to make is that some people who never ever took an interest in Jesus before are now starting to wake up and see the truth because the demonic agenda has never been so obvious. Just think about it logically again with me. If so many people of influence in the world's elite are flooding your system with Satanism and demonic rituals, are trying to get you to participate, which is called legal rights for a demon to come in and torment you, and also openly mocking only Jesus Christ and never, ever, ever any other religious figure, this means that there is only one true God and the Bible has been right this entire time. I promise you that when you see the world and the evil agenda for what it is, you can't unsee it. This is the truth. And I pray that you're listening. The reason why we are seeing the evil that we are seeing is because Jesus is God, the one true God, and the devil is running out of time. You can choose to be ignorant of what's happening all around you, but let me make this perfectly clear. God is giving you an opportunity right now to switch sides and completely surrender your life to Jesus Christ because he is the only way. He is the way, the truth, and the life. You're seeing proof after proof and example after example of only two very clear sides of this massive spiritual war that is happening. And it is my prayer that you join the team that has already won. I actually feel really encouraged when I see people in comment sections saying things like, I never cared for Jesus or went to church ever in my whole life, but because I see all this crazy demonic stuff happening, Jesus has to be real. It just doesn't make any sense. So I guess I'm gonna go look at this Christianity thing because maybe I had it all wrong. And do you wanna know something? We've all been in that boat. All of us were once lost in this world without a savior until someone introduced us to Jesus and we were just never the same afterwards. So I say all of this to point out that as you can see, the deception of the world is at an all-time high. But I think that I could speak for every single spirit-filled Christian out there when I say, we want you to come home. Jesus wants you to come home. It doesn't matter what you've done or where you're at in your life right now or what you've believed up to this point. Right now, Jesus is giving you an open invitation to be saved because we all know that this earth will pass away, but you can rest assured of your salvation because you made the decision to make Jesus the Lord and Savior of your life. So if that's you today and you want to learn about Jesus and what this whole thing is about, I want to encourage you to follow my page and to send me a DM saying,
okay, there you go. I have some resources. Come on, bring Jeff Klein in. Amen. Amen. That's it, folks. Seed of the serpent, seed of the woman. You are exclusively with Jesus against all other forms of religion. I don't know why this is so. Why can't we all just get along? Well, there's a very good reason why. Jesus is the way, the truth, the life, and no one comes to the Father except through him. And they'll do everything they can to make it look good, feel good, all that. And it's all advanced. Satan comes as an angel of light. He doesn't come wearing pitchfork and carrying a pitchfork and wearing a red cape. Jeff, come on in, and Michelle.
Coach, you know, it's crazy, all the stuff going on. And I haven't been up there to the square for a couple weeks. Now, I do have my permit for the whole month every Saturday. I'm going up this Saturday. And think about it. 2 weeks ago, the deceived people that were up there, not knowing why they're even up there, 400 to 500 people. Do you know they got another one scheduled for this coming Saturday all over United States again? Yep. Now, Mount Vernon Square wasn't on the map, but Mansfield is, Kishuk, there's some other ones. But I'm sure these people, some of them will be coming back to the square, the core base of them. So, you know, and they told me at the at the mayor's office when they were warned they were coming. They looked at me and said, JC, you have every right to be there just as much as they do. So I'm like, all right, you're on my side. At least you're not against me. You know what I mean?
I know. That's right.
And don't go. So
hey, Jeff.
Yeah.
Jeff, here's a good question, folks, not just for Jeff. Why does the dark side, the left, call them whatever you want to, why do they take it to the streets? Could it be because it works?
They know it's effective.
Why don't we take it to the streets?
Because we're scared.
Because we're scared.
We're going this Saturday at 1 o'clock. Mount Vernon Bank wants to go. Come hang out with us. But we're going to put up Flip Benham signs. Jesus is the standard. It's going to be Easter weekend. We are going to get a message to the square.
Amen. I'll do my best to be there, Jeff. Rochelle.
Hey, good morning, team. My heart's beating really fast because I'm about to say something that's going to probably make everybody mad at me.
Good.
but I have to get used to this. Anyway, let's think about Job for just a second. The story of Job, everybody knows it. And when Job finally gets to have this discussion with God, and God kind of reprimands Job, saying, well, where were you, Job? And the angels were the ones watching. The angels got to sing. Okay. So the angels, God's response, everybody thinks he's rebuking Job. I think he's rebuking the angels that fell, because he said, where were you when I built all this and I did all this? In other words, the angels were there. The angel did see his power. Job, being a mere mortal man, believing in a creator, not having seen the works of creation. Okay. So I think it was a direct rebuke to the angels. And we are acting as filters for some of these angels. If they are willing to do mean and horrible, terrible things to humanity, they are not going to be a part of God's kingdom. So they are here actively wrestling against us. So when you get human people who are working for the side of Satan, that's what's going on. And as the thing is, as far as our discernment goes, we want to believe that there's good people. We want to believe that they're out there fighting for us. But I want to be careful that I'm not believing a lie, because I really, really want that to be true. And they're saying all the things that I want to hear. There's not going to be a Democrat who can fool me. You know what I mean? If there's a snake in the bushes or a snake right in the path, which one is more dangerous? The one that is hidden from me, the one that is camouflaged. And let's just look at the people Trump surrounds himself with. Recently, he's talked about, okay, Andrew Tate, whose daddy worked for the CIA, Tucker Carlson, daddy also worked for the CIA, Elon Musk, who's a large military industrial contractor, Alex Jones, you brought him up, his family worked for the military intelligence, and he has been paid his whole life to say, make the truth sound crazy. Okay. He wants to take the truth and make it sound so crazy that rational people won't listen to it. And I also think that with Sandy Hook, yeah, he sold out. Sandy Hook was a psyop. And these are made up fights that they get into to make you think they're on this team or that team. It's pro wrestling to the fullest. Anyway, his family, and now they're teaming up with shills like Dr. Oz, and these people are supposed to protect us from the deep state. I mean, that's just kind of epic.
Who do you trust?
No one. I trust the Bible. I trust Jesus. That's really it.
That's easy to say. Unfortunately, the Bible lives out in the natural realm. Who do you trust? Okay.
I can't.
I started the show by saying this, that we all have a discerner. We all have one. At least yours is working.
Yes. Well, and I said that when that incident happened with Trump and that assassination, I told you right up front, my discernment screamed that this was not real. This was a staged event. Look, maybe it was for good. Maybe it was for bad, but it wasn't real. That's what
Do you think Donald Trump is God's man?
I think that God plays through people. And you have to remember, when the evil people were put up to run Israel, It was because they deserved it.
You're not answering my question. Do you think he's God's man?
I don't understand. Do I think that? I don't understand your question.
Is Donald Trump president of the United States without the approval of God?
The approval of God? Okay. I don't think he's approved of by God. I think God allows things to happen. He knows what's going to happen. They are allowed by
Donald
him.
Trump. Could God have prevented Donald Trump from being president?
Sure.
Did he?
God could prevent whatever he wants.
Did
no,
he?
But that's not the point, Coach. I think what you're trying to say is just because he's president is that is the will of God. Things happen outside the will of God all the time because he lets us have free will. Do you think what we talk about on this show with little children getting abused, tortured, sold into slavery, do you think that's his will? No, that's not his will. He will use those things.
Okay, now, first of all, that's a real stretch, okay? What you just said there is a real stretch, thinking that I'm saying God's approving that. That's a real stretch. That's not what I said. Rochelle, here's the truth. Donald Trump or Kamala?
I didn't see it as the two options. Well, I am out of the left-right paradigm, but the entire country, I have to be there.
This ain't a left-right paradigm.
You're asking me to choose from the snake in the bushes and a snake in the path. And I say, no, I don't want either snake.
All right. Craig, come on in.
Well, getting back to your previous question, it was, why isn't the name of Jesus Christ honored and revered amongst our people, our government, our nation? Well, I put in the chat. It says that the name of Jesus, every knee should bow, those in heaven and those on earth. Well, those are two distinct, differently places, okay? And those under the earth, well, that's the third place. And that every tongue, doesn't say some, every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord to the glory of the Father. And in Acts 4, too, it says, there is no salvation in no one else, for there is no other name under heaven. Well, you start at the top and work your way, given among men, which we must be saved. That's why it isn't, because there's power in the name, because there's authority in the name to cast out demons, to define who you decide to worship. Y'all got to worship someone. Isn't that one song you like to say? That song, y'all worship someone, right?
Amen. Amen.
So you worship the name of Jesus Christ. You start at the top.
So Craig, here's the point. I'm running out of time here. Eileen, I'll get to you here in just a second. Here's the point. You wouldn't believe the things that people say about me. I'm just telling you what people think about me. You got to be really careful. I'm all for the discernment. I got the discernment thing. In fact, that's what the entire show is about. It's discernment. I want your discernment button to be working. But at the same time, we have to understand that we ain't tricking the Lord. And if Donald Trump is president, the Lord okayed it. Now, did the Lord okay it because it's judgment? If you think Donald Trump became president without the amen of God. Not that God was for him, but he was God's man at this time. Bible says he raises up kings and he sets them down. It's right in front of us. So the question becomes, again, to me, I'm running out of time. What are we going to do? What is the church going to do? Are we going to sit back and let Donald Trump do everything for us? We're going to let Elon Musk do everything for us? Or are we going to take the information that we received and advance the kingdom with the information we received? It's 8:00. Got to run. See you tomorrow.